The GAA Central Council on Saturday will vote on a proposal for the Central Competitions Control Committee to disband the deciders of the secondary competition, but retaining the hurling finals. This is the plans to do away with the Alliance Football League finals. The rationale behind the move is to create a 2-week gap between the competition ending and the start of the provincial football championships. Should they choose to retain the football finals, counties, particularly in lower divisions from Connacht, Leinster and Ulster, who qualify for the finals, may have to begin their provincial championships the following weekend, and this could lead to the integrity of the finals being diminished, or so is the fear expressed by the CCCC. One person who's not happy with the proposals is the County Board Chairman from Kerry, Patrick O'Sullivan, who's with me on the line. Patrick, good morning to you.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks.
You're not happy with this idea, this separation of the 2 weeks. Why? Why not?
Well, first of all, anyway, Jerry, the one thing I would say about the separation, as you were aware, last year there was a special Congress called in relation to, you know, the championship. And when that was called, the clubs in Ireland, or not the clubs, the counties, voted against it, and there was an outcry about that it needed a change in the championship. From then, there was a special committee was put together out of Croke Park to look at the championship. And with that, they looked at the National League, they looked at the provincial championships, and what they did was they wrote a circular to every club in the country, and every club had their say on which direction we were going. And with that, they had National League finals in it. And basically, the recommendation they put forward, they put a green and a red one forward. I think it's the green one was the one that was passed. And basically what happened was, with that, I had National League finals, I had provincial finals, and I had the whole running and the time scale of everything that went on. And so what came out of that was that they had a problem when they ran that this year, where Mayo and Galway were meeting in the Connacht Championship, and they were meeting in the National League. And all of a sudden, there was towing and throwing that was going on, and all of a sudden, that weakness was found in the system. But at the end of the day, this was thrown at us out of the blue, and it affects us as a county, but it affects the lower, the Division 4 and Division 3 teams, who a lot of them won't get an opportunity to play in Croke Park. And to throw something at us so important like this without clubs to talk about it, I think is very unfair, because they looked for something, they got it, and now all of a sudden it doesn't suit their needs. They can bring the leagues forward a week if they have to. They can do a lot of different things. And also what they did is when they ran the championship this year and have it finished in July, we're going into a part of the season in where it's high tourism, and this year or next year is going back to the 29th of July, which is the August bank holiday weekend, and nobody has thought about the people who would have to get hotels above in Dublin on an August bank holiday weekend. And there's a lot of things that they're just kind of throwing at us, which is not acceptable. And as a county chairperson, I could not be on their side on this.
Yeah, you think there's other ways of doing this, other ways of getting around that problem of only 1 week between the league and the championship?
Well, the first thing anyway you've got to do is, if you start the league a week forward, or you put the championship back a week, you fit everything in. But they're hell-bent on holding this July, finishing by July. I mean, there's no big deal if you finish on the 3rd or 4th of August compared to the 29th of July. So, I don't know, or if you start the week earlier, you're gaining that week. But why are the lower leagues being punished in a sense where they don't get the opportunity to play in Croke Park? And it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And as well, at that Congress that came up, there was a vote taken for to move from the 17 to 19, was narrowly defeated. And then it was decided that there was another motion for under 18 to go up, to move from 17 to 18. And the feeling in the room that night, that day, that the under 18 rule would have been passed. And all of a sudden, they said they'll call a special Congress in October. And all of a sudden then, a few weeks ago, they came along saying the ages are saying they're at the same age. And all of a sudden, for the people who had those motions, it is very poorly handled.
Yeah, so they've put that off now till the Congress in February, that decision or that debate. Is that right?
It is. But the point I'm trying to say to you is that when you're giving a guarantee to counties who report back to clubs, and all of a sudden these things don't happen, is a poor reflection on the association as a whole.
Yeah, something you don't like to see developing and coming through. Finally, Pat, on another question, a lot of high-profile pundits over the last couple of weeks have, and right throughout the season, have had a go at the split season. We haven't even been through one split season yet. What's your view on that whole debate? The club season going on now, club players playing in the height of the summer instead of waiting around. A lot of them seem to be happy with the split season, but high-profile pundits not too happy with the fact that the GAA inter-county season is ending in July instead of September.
At the start, I wasn't for the split season, but I think what has to happen is the season has to get, this system has to get a year or two to be looked at.